Well, as I said, we're down here at Laguna Beach, and as you know, it's summertime, so I do all my shows, or most of them, on the beach. I have a whale recorder. So this is tonight's show. Summertime. Summertime at Laguna. June 20th, 2006. Oh, there goes a shark. I'll throw him a bone. Here, here's somebody. I'm going to throw this. Here's a stray dog. I'll throw him to that shark. Wow. Well, there we go. Hungry shark. We got a lot of hungry sharks down here tonight. A lot of hungry sharks. Anyway, we had a heck of a show Saturday night. More listeners than ever. And it was a great show. We had volume part two of David Wynn Miller, the judge, the hanging judge. He hangs other judges. So anyway, tonight's show, Tuesday night, we're going to finish up a couple of other shows of recent times. The second half of the whale show, the H-A-L-E show that we didn't finish last week, plus the second half of a lecture that was 2 weeks before that, so we can round off the stuff here, and it's all dealing with energy. And if you remember last week on the WHALE show, we were talking about going through the chakra systems and applying the light and the energy and the consciousness to the psychological aspects that makes consciousness flow. Remember, energy follows thought, and the mind is the slayer of the real. We also have some announcements. Thomas McNaughty, who was on the show quite a while back, is off doing the television circuit. He's going on all kinds of TV shows, and if you remember his book that we talked about, Suburbia is Killing America, Stop Suburbia from Killing America, and he talks about the toxic syndrome of shopping centers. Well, guess what? Modern shopping centers are going to be changing now because of this man's work. They're realizing there's a problem not only with the people working at them, but the way people behave over long periods of time. In other words, shopping is becoming toxic. Wow, toxic shopping. You believe that? It's finally here. I was wondering when it would get here. Secondly, we're going to have Carrie Swank on with her amazing project that she's going to be talking about, those war memorials and all the stuff she's doing with the military. And be sure to check her website out, carrieswank.com. It's on the front page of the PBS radio. And the reason that's so important is that look at all of the mothers that and the parents. I don't know why I just said mothers and fathers, of all the people, the children that have died in the Iraqi wars in the Middle East. And she's got over 100 letters. And today I signed her up with a major agent. And you're going to see Carrie on Oprah and Larry King soon. So that's exciting. So she's off and running now. Well, we launch them over here at BBS Radio. We got a launching pad. That's what it is. A launching pad. Well, we got one of the most popular shows now on the whole internet, on the airwaves even. So, what do you expect? You guys make it happen. I just sit here and yap a little bit. And also, we're going to have another dear friend of mine. You probably remember her from the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. When I was a kid, believe me, I used to listen to, or actually read. I read the Bobbsey Twins. Then I read the Hardy Boys. And then I read Nancy Drew. Now, I read Nancy Drew last, although there was a lot of women, you know, involved in the Bobbsey Twins. And if you haven't read the Bobbsey Twins, you haven't read anything yet. That's the stuff. And I guess to be, you know, to keep the feminists happy, even though I didn't know what the word meant when I was a kid, I read Nancy Drew. A little girl from the East Coast. So when the TV series came out, I had a crush on her, Pamela Sue Martin. I thought she was amazing. I was quite young, and she was quite beautiful, and I just flipped out. Never thought I'd have her on my show one day, and she's as beautiful as ever. And her new show, The Spirit in Matter, her new book, rather, is going to be amazing. So we got more stuff. We got more stuff coming on here. She's coming out in late July. She's on vacation now with her son. And then Pamela Sue will be coming on the show. We're excited to have her. We'll be launching her. And she's, believe me, this girl's going to be all over the television and airwaves once she leaves BBS Radio. That book's going to be hot. Everybody likes Pamela C. Martin. So, I'm going to see if I can find Dr. Fred Bell here. The other Dr. Bell. You know, it's like George Bush's clone. Well, I guess I got one, too.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And we're talking about the consciousness of light. And so far we've described will, love, intellect, compassion, knowledge, order, and devotion. And these can be expressed in many different ways. In other words, we don't have to take this as an exact psychological or physiological explanation. Everybody out there might have a different way of breaking this down. Regardless of how you break it down, just get this in mind. So when we move from minerals in the body, we come now to the hydrogen atom. We have oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And this consciousness is a very explosive thing. It's a very powerful thing, consciousness, because it is creation itself. And remember, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It only transmutes itself from one dimension to another, from one plane to another, from one area to another. And hydrogen happens to be the most powerful energy moving molecule or atom in the entire galaxy or universe. And the hydrogen atoms in our body are very important because they determine what's good for our body on a simple level and what's bad for our body on a simple level. And primarily by the polarity of the hydrogen atom, which is called by most people the pH factor, potential hydrogen factor. But we don't look at it that way. We look at these seven different colors or rainbows. And remember, there's associated sound, because when we look at seven colors of the rainbow, we also have seven sounds. We have seven everything. Everything works in seven. This energy comes into the hydrogen atom. The hydrogen atom is a proton and an electron. And the electron rotates around the proton. But did you ever wonder why the electron goes around the proton? Why does it do that? Why doesn't it just stop? Who's telling it to rotate like that? Ask yourself, why does the electron go around the proton? I mean, you can't say it's a magnetic field, because that's a third dimensional explanation. It's not going to work. When you start getting into the Einstein-Newtonian physics, you start realizing the hydrogen bombs are the most powerful bombs, more powerful than atomic bombs, and something sets them off and makes them fuse into helium. I mean, what is this that's going on? And the answer is consciousness. That's why Oppenheimer and Dr. Teller, when they saw the bomb, the hydrogen bomb go off, they made comments like, "We have discovered God. You know, man has now the ability to destroy his own creation." This is because we were tapping into the power of the hydrogen atom. And it's very simple to understand, and it's very beautiful on one side and very ugly on the other if you misuse it. Same thing happens when you apply that to your body. If you put the wrong enzymes in your body, they can be very destructive or they can be very healing. So we deal with what's known as a potential hydrogen factor. And what happens is, the hydrogen atom, which we all have on our bodies, and it's very active, because remember, if we're replacing 50 million cells per second, the hydrogen atom is moving at a very high rate of speed. So the hydrogen atom is animated. What makes the electron go around the proton is animation. And this animation is the fusion of these seven colors coming from seven different planes of consciousness, which are total existence as far as humans go, into expression on the lowest order of the physical plane, which is the seventh area of energy, the seventh level of consciousness. So we're coming down from the highest level of consciousness to the lower level of consciousness. Now, the Tibetans, if you were to go into their explanation of will, love, intellect, and all these things, they would call the highest plane the etmic plane. And they would come down through the etmic plane to the Madanic plane. And coming on down, they would call the compassion plane, the plane of intellect. We'd get down into the lower plane, the sixth plane. They would call the sixth plane of consciousness the astral plane, and the seventh plane, the physical plane. So if we have relationships between the etmic plane all the way down to the physical plane, we have terminologies for these different planes of consciousness. And this is expressed through the hydrogen atom as it animates in our form. So naturally, if you feed in certain types of light frequencies, you can speed up or slow down the hydrogen atom. And this is why when we design nutritional systems for people, we find that we have to physically find out and muscle test oftentimes your body to find out what frequencies or what colors you're low in. Once we know what frequencies you're low in, then we can make the decision to enhance that color frequency of the hydrogen atom and therefore enhance your consciousness and your physical beingness and your wellness. This is all part of Pleiadian technology, but it's proven over the years to work very well. When you're dealing with the hydrogen atom, you're dealing with an atom that has seven colors coming into the body at all times, but the accentuation of the frequencies changes. What that means is in the morning, when the sun comes up over the horizon, the hydrogen atom has got a strong influence of what color would you think? Remember, look at it this way. You're laying in bed, you're asleep, you're waking up, the sun is coming up. What's the first thing you have to do? You have to get out of bed. You have to have the will. If hydrogen atom is consciousness, then you need an aspect of that will, and that will is red. So the hydrogen atom in the morning is polarized on red. So the energy of red is closest to the nucleus of the atom, because the nucleus of the atom is where the changes go on in cellular mitosis or cellular reproduction. At the other end of the spectrum in the morning is violet. Violet is closest to the electron, furthest orbiting away. So we have a shift of red across to violet in the morning when you get up out of bed on the hydrogen atom in the body. This is 25% of all body functions are being affected by this. At this point, actually, even more. Then as the sun gets midway in the heavens during the day, the polarity shifts and it goes across the central frequency. The central frequency in the hydrogen atom is green, which happens to be also a female energy and also, why do they call it Mother Nature? Nature is usually thought of, and I'm sure most of you, when you think of nature, you think of the color green. And so when the sun sets at night, the polarity is reversed. When the sun is going down at night, you see these beautiful violet and deep red colors coming across, and these crimson colors coming across the sky. And so as a result of that, the polarity of the hydrogen atom has shifted 180 degrees. And this continues on through the night, through midnight, and the next morning. And so this rotation of consciousness, or this rotation of accentuation of colors, is a change of polarity shift. And likewise with that, how many of you have not noticed, and I say not noticed, that your consciousness is way different in the morning than it is at midnight? You ever notice how your consciousness changes through the day, how your attitude changes, how your orientation changes? It all has to do with the frequency of the hydrogen atom. If you were to, those of you that are living back there on the East Coast, if you were to suddenly be transformed over to, say, Germany, which is even further east, your awareness of when the sun comes up and when you're going to go to bed is going to be completely disoriented for a week or so. This is called jet lag. We as a spaceman, and when I worked at NASA, one of the things we had dealt with was space jet lag. And in a weightless environment, it gets so severe that the body can't metabolize its own calcium, and you have a deficiency of calcium going into the heart. It becomes a very severe problem, this jet lag, and that is the disorientation of the hydrogen atom. So you can see even our space science is aware of this shift in frequency. Now, what controls this jet lag? Well, what controls it is the enzyme factor in the body and the master clock in the body, which we mentioned earlier is the pineal gland. So you begin to see now how the body works. And a lot of times, for example, people get severe jet lag introduced to them by extraterrestrial flights in spaceships. For example, the first documented case of this happened with Betty and Barney Hill that was probably brought out in 1953 when they were transported out to Theta Reticuli and back by an extraterrestrial civilization known as the Greys. And what happened when they came back, Betty could adapt to this change of this massive jet lag transition and out and back, but Barney couldn't. As a result, Barney died of cancer a few years later and shock because he never could readjust. So this is some of the things that are important when you start dealing with enzymes. Enzymes have to do with digestion in the body. You need the ideal enzyme frequency or hydrogen frequency for the body is a pH of about 5.5 to about 6.5 in most people. Anything tilting the scales the other way would be acid or alkaline, and the body has to use up excess energy to metabolize that. So if you're having to use energy up in order to metabolize something, it doesn't work. That's why, for example, in all my vitamin formulas that I make, we have a tremendous pH factor balancing all of the enzymes. Now, going back to the seven different endocrine glands in the body, we have to really, we've talked about earlier that in the body we have seven different colors now. We're starting to see where the colors come. We realize that they manipulate the consciousness through the hydrogen atom, and these are stored in the body in these different endocrine glands, these hormones are. So how do you release the hormones into the bloodstream, you might ask? How do they get up to the brain to turn these synapses on and off? And this is done through frequency and vibration. And everybody is deficient in a frequency. And this is where we have a device that we've developed, which is a precursing device called the nuclear receptor. And what the nuclear receptor does is it works on the body's chakras, or frequency devices, that balances the flow of the endocrine system or the hormone system up to the brain. Now, everybody has a different frequency that they're weak in, and I'll talk about that right after break.
Why do various extraterrestrial groups visit Earth? Who are they, and what information do they have for us? Dr. Fred Bell, Air Force veteran and collaborator on NASA's Saturn and Apollo moon projects, answers these questions and more in his cassette series, The Promise. This 18-hour audio series explains high-tech pyramid systems, the Pleiadian super receptor, how you can become your own energy doctor, super nutrition, and a lot more. Call 1-800-729-2603 today, and you'll also receive a copy of the book, The Promise, as well as a one-hour video showing joint alien and U.S. military technology at work absolutely free. That number again is 1-800-729-2603 for The Promise audio series, only $139. That's a $50 savings and includes the 18-hour cassette series, the book by Dr. Fred Bell and Brad Steiger, and the one-hour video. So call now, 1-800-729-2603 for Dr. Fred Bell's The Promise.
If you have a problem with your car, let Alliance Motor Sales and Service and WALE help. Listen to the Alliance Motor Line every Saturday between 1 and 2 p.m. Owner Ron Gobin and ASC certified technicians will answer any questions you have about your car. That's the Alliance Motor Line, Saturdays from 1 until 2 p.m. right here on AM 99, WALE, Renegade Radio.
We're talking to you, Portsmouth. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
So Dr. Bell reporting in once again here. So anyway, the endocrine glands have to release the hormones into the bloodstream. And this is done by frequency, but it's also done through a system of nerves that either constrict or relax the endocrine glands, and these are called chakras. And chakras, of course, I'm sure some of you in meditation have studied and understand the term. I think we have a caller on the line, so I will take that call. Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you. Dr. Bell, I believe you are what you eat. And I've been eating a lot of salads, and I notice my salads are loaded with many different colors. As I study the different food stuff, consuming different colors, does that energize the body?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm onto something positive here.
No, it energizes the body. It's very important. See, what I'm leading up to here, we're going to get into, is nutrition on the vitamin level, for example. Vitamins are units of biochemistry that contain light. And so everybody's deficient. Like, for example, the B complex is the yellow energy. And when you start getting low on B-complex, you get nerve dysfunction. And one of the things that comes up right away is claustrophobia and paranoia from B deficiency, because you start getting psychological effects before you get the physical effects. Before, for example, you get Parkinson's disease because of a deficiency of B6, your memory is going to start drifting on you.
And I would assume that alcohol would deplete the body of any B stores.
Yeah, you need, if you're like me, I consider myself alcoholic because I like to drink a couple glasses of wine a day. But even drinking that small amount of alcohol, I put mass quantities of vitamin C, which is a green energy, it's the third ray energy, and large amounts of B-complex in just to compensate for a couple glasses of wine a day. You know, it has the positive effect of breaking down some fats, small amounts of alcohol do. But if you drink large amounts of things, you need to take mass quantities of B1 and some other nutrients, L-tyrosine, an amino acid, because large amounts of alcohol starts destroying the body and the endocrine glands at the rate of about 5% every 10 years after you reach the age of 30. So there's different things you need to do. There's lots of things you can do depending on what your dietary habits are to keep your body in balance.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So we'll get back to the explanations here now. One of the things that we do in nutrition is we found that the synthesis level of the human body can be changed. For example, we found that people wearing a pyramid will assimilate vitamin C about 500% better than people that don't. And remember that only a few mammals in life, like primarily guinea pigs and man, don't manufacture their own vitamin C. Just about everything else does. And so evidently somewhere along the evolutionary scale, man fell off the wagon on his vitamin C. Vitamin A is a very important vitamin in the body. Vitamin A is, we talked about that, helps build the immune system. And vitamin A, if you're just like the caller just mentioned, things are colors in salad, would be a carrot color. And a carrot color is kind of a yellowish orange, and sometimes carrots are even kind of a reddish color. So if you look at that, you realize, well, that color represents this ray. So you can almost go through the scale of frequency and look at the color of the food that you're eating and determine what ray it's feeding in. And one of the interesting things about wearing the pyramid, it has all seven frequencies that come into the body. And we got into that research back in 1974. Because we'd heard that we wondered why the Russians, for example, were wearing pyramids on their heads. And we were not manufacturing these types of products in those days, but we had built a few prototypes. And one of the things we found in our research is, in pyramid manufacture and design, was that you had to make it strong enough for the human body. So we developed, we looked into some Wilhelm Reich's research from the days of his wool and steel wool and cotton and his Reich blankets that he used for arthritis, and we found that we could use dissimilar metals, active and passive metals, and when those were applied in pyramids, for example, layers of nickel, and then copper, and then nickel and gold, and we started layering pyramids, we produced an orgone effect in the body. And we had, there was a doctor I used to work with named Dr. Couture down in Newport Beach, down the road from here. And he started doing muscle testing on his patients for vitamin deficiency. And he was a chiropractor, and he would have people lay on their back, and he would do muscle testing using John Fee's kinesiology to find out which type of weakness you had. In other words, if you press in one point of the body, it was weak in C, the person would test weak there. If you put another point on the body, which is a large concentration of B complex, it would test weak there. Every time he found a deficiency or weakness in the human of some nutrient, we found that when you put the pyramid over that area, the pyramid would make you very strong. And so as a result of that, we began to apply pyramids on people with deficiencies in vitamins. Now, the pyramid, of course, was not going to provide a non-deficient situation, but what it would do was cause the assimilation levels of what that person needs from a particular food to go up. For example, if you're eating a banana, which is yellow, which would be high in B complex, and you put a pyramid on and you needed B complex, chances are your assimilative rate would go way up wearing that pyramid while you were eating that banana versus a person who also needed a B complex and ate the banana without the pyramid on. So as a result of this, we began placing pyramids on people's heads. And when we place pyramids on people's heads, what would happen is that they would not only test strong, but they would also go into the alpha state. So as a result of this, we began to put pyramids on people's heads over a period of time, and we still do to this day, to enhance not only the nutrition, but also the electrical field. And this is when we began to understand the electricity in the body was being redistributed, and we were beginning to understand that the bioplasmic force of the aura field was being distributed properly. And then we began to understand the precursing functions of the pyramid and the metabolism of the body of nutrients. This was the early research we did. So as a result of our first group of clientele to be purchasers of the pyramids, which were a gold-plated pyramid to wear on your head, was at that time drug addicts. This is about back in the mid-70s. And a lot of people don't realize what the drug addicts in those days were. They weren't the cocaine addicts and crackheads of today, but they're the American housewife strung out on Valium because of stress from the husband coming home or the different kinds of workplaces and freeway driving that was going on then. It's even worse today. But believe it or not, Valium was the biggest addiction in this country in the mid-70s. And because drugs always come in, and we'll do a show on drugs at some point, but we won't do it today. But drugs come in when you start having massive deficiencies of precursing energies, massive deficiencies of electricity as a result of that, and massive deficiencies of poor assimilation of nutrients and proteins. If you were to, for example, look at euphoria, people like to feel good. Euphoria comes from the pituitary body and a hormone coming from the adrenals. In the pituitary body, the hormone that is in question here would be vasopressin. But most people don't have vasopressin in their body, so therefore it can't be secreted down into the brain and cause the reaction that causes euphoria. And I'll explain more about vasopressin right after this break.
Readian technology has now been brought to Earth. Introducing the Super Receptor from Pyridon. This truly impressive space technology is a modern anti-stress medallion that transforms disharmonious energies into a positive frequency. Available in 11 gemstone colors, each corresponding to a specific body function, the Super Receptors can protect the body from pollution, toxins, and stress, and has a balancing and invigorating effect on the wearer. For more information, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
We're talking to you, Newport. Give us a call at 990 WALE.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. So anyway, we look at the manufacture of the hormone vasopressin. Vasopressin is made up of, looking down the chain, a couple of trace minerals, an enzyme, in this case it would be B3 and B6, a couple of proteins or amino acids, primarily lysine and arginine. These combine under the right frequency in the pituitary body, and when the person is subject to negative ionization, like when you go down to the seashore and you breathe ions from the sea, or you're listening to good music, or you're relaxing, normally you should feel good, you should have a natural high situation happen. But a lot of people don't get that, at least not right away, because they're low in vasopressin. Why are they low in vasopressin? Because they breathe carbon monoxide from automobile exhaust. If you go down the street for 5 minutes, you've got 24 hours worth of carbon monoxide poisoning on some level in your body. And so what happens is, in our vitamins, we put large amounts of lysine and arginine, for example, in combination with B3 and B6, and we recommend you take our vitamins on an empty stomach, and this builds more vasopressin in the body. But the drug society has another way of dealing with it. In Europe, they have and they also have it by prescription in this country for people that are not feeling mentally acute, for not feeling euphoric or feeling good. They have a drug called Diapid, which is made by Sandoz Laboratories out of Switzerland. And what Diapid does is it is a synthetic compound of lysine and arginine and B6 and niacin. And as a result of Diapid, they squirt it up in the nose, because in the nose are these little hairs that go up and stimulate the pituitary gland. But what happens when you start taking a drug? You start taking a drug, the body has no desire anymore, because the body is basically very lazy. It has no more desire to produce vasopressin. So now you have to rely on squirting the stuff up your nose every day. And in Europe, it's a very big industry over there selling and manufacturing Diapid. What we do, over here is we not only do we formulate the ingredients of diapid in a natural way, because remember we talked about last week about the difference between synthetic and natural vitamins when we were talking about milk, because when milk, when you have vitamin A and vitamin D in there, which helps make the heart go, they don't put natural, they put synthetic in there, which actually causes you to have a heart problem from the ingestion of milk, because it's stealing the aura frequency or stealing the precursing energies of the aura from your body. So you need to take natural things all the time in the body and not drugs, which are pseudo and steal energies from other parts of the body, making them dependent. Also, for example, if we were getting into a precursing device, like, for example, our nuclear receptor, which we make, if you were to look at one of our nuclear receptors, you would see a small disc about 1.5 inches in diameter with a whole series of pyramids on it. In the center of that, it was almost like a small satellite dish with pyramids on it. In the center of that is a small bridge, and on that is a gemstone. It's one of seven different frequencies or seven different colors. And what we do is we muscle test people to find out which frequency that they need, and that's the color of gemstone that they need, because that gemstone then becomes a filter. And so, for example, if a person is weak in vasopressin, that means their energy is going to be low, their creativity power is going to be low. That's the pituitary body. The pituitary body has a color frequency, and it's up by the pineal body, and so its color is going to be in the red zone. So that person would probably need a ruby gemstone or a red-colored stone to act as a filter for this small device to work. And what we do to find out what people need in this particular case is we muscle test people, usually over the phone in this kind of situation, to find out what stone that they need. And then when they wear this device and they take in their arginine, their lysine, and all these different amino acids and enzymes, the body will target those immediately and send those energies right up into the blood-brain barrier during digestion, and the body will have a tendency to manufacture larger amounts of vasopressin that it would than if it did not have this receptor on, which is enhancing what that person needs in that area. And we go through all the different parts of the body and treat them in the same way. I wrote a book called Death of Ignorance, which is available. It's called Death of Ignorance, and you can order it through our toll-free line. And it is a book on how the nutritional side of the body becomes energy and how some of these devices work. It's kind of a school book. I remember one time I went to the University of Montana because I do a lot of college lectures, and I got there and the dean of the school at the University of Montana in Missoula presented me a Death of Ignorance book, and it looked like a shredded telephone book. And I says, well, what happened to this book? And he says, well, in your first publication, you only made a few of them, and 1,000 students had read this book. So you can imagine there was something in there that a lot of college students sure wanted to read, and they shared it all over the university. Now we print plenty more of the books. There's enough for everybody to go around. So this is just the beginning of some of the things that we need to understand in nutrition. And vitamin A, I'm kind of getting off the subject, but I'm just showing you how we function here and how this whole program works. When you work with these different vitamins over a period of time, and you work with things like the nuclear receptor over a period of time, your body starts coming to a higher frequency. So when your body starts coming to a higher frequency, your consciousness changes and your whole genetic DNA structure begins to change. How many of you have gone to the doctor, had somebody go to the doctor and say, well, we're diagnosing you with some form of cancer here, but don't take it personal because your grandmother had cancer and your father had cancer and your aunt had it, so it runs in the family. It's a genetic weakness. So we'll deal with it, but just don't take it personal. Well, that's BS. That shouldn't be that way. You should go into the doctor, and the doctor should say, oh, you're in perfect health. You're going to live a long time because your father was healthy, your mother was healthy. And that's what this is all about, because we weren't put on this planet to exist. We were put on this planet to excel. But because of the environmental problems, and I haven't even talked about the environmental problems, plus the man-made induced ELF problems and all the other stuff that we're going to get into in future shows, haven't talked about that yet, but it's time to not have to be on this existence day-to-day groping through consciousness level. It's time to reach a higher vibratory frequency and to start to excel. It's time to have the finuteness of a top-groomed athlete. It's time to really start to feel life and to exhilarate and be able to breathe in a handful of poisons out of the atmosphere like we do every day and still not have a side effect from it. One of the things that the Pleiadian technology teaches us over time is how to process these poisons. You're not going to be able to go to a mountaintop. You're not going to go to some lake somewhere else on the other side of the face of the earth to avoid pollution. It's not possible anymore. But what you have to do now is make your body more powerful, more, and realize what pollution is all about. And with that, we'll end our show today. I look forward to hearing from you. Give us a call on our toll-free numbers for more information, and if you want the book, Death of Ignorance, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Health, Science, and Energy with Dr. Fred Bell is heard exclusively on WALE Wednesday from 11 a.m. until noon. For more information from Pyridine Incorporated, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
Well, that was a
Introducing a new technology against air pollution and environmental disease that works. The Pyridine Air Treatment System. Based on a powerful air freshening agent called DX-1000, an extract of the grapefruit seed, combined with a patented technology for distributing this agent throughout an enclosed area, the Pyridine Air Treatment System actually goes beyond what ordinary air filters can do. The active DX-1000 shield attacks a wide range of pollutants at their source, giving the air a natural freshness that few, if any, other systems can achieve. It's particularly effective where high mold and mildew areas continue to feed new pollutants.
Anyway, that was fun doing that show. That reminded me, of course, of when I was at the University of Montana. This, remember, the show was 11, almost 12 years ago. And I went to the University of Montana, and at that time, Death of Ignorance had been out for a while. And the other book, the new one, it's Rays of Truth, and the other one that I'm writing right now, weren't out yet. But I wept up there, and I was in Missoula, Montana, the biggest university in the entire state, and the dean came out personally, and before I went to the auditorium to speak, the entire faculty and the entire student body presented me with my book pack, and it was literally shredded. He said 1,000 students had read it. And he wasn't kidding. 1,000 students. I was in awe. It just blew me away. I realized that maybe some people could actually relate to my insanity. And the second thing we talk about is we developed some very advanced air filtration and air cleansing equipment, way beyond anything that's on the market today. And we had these at the seminar. And the newest thing that we have now is called the Ion Shower. It's a pricey unit, but it can actually take the carbon dioxide out of your body within 90 seconds, which normal ionizer, for example, if you buy the Sharper Image unit or some of these other units that are out, they're great, slow, subtle cleaners over the period of the day. We call them air scrubbers. But this thing works in 90 seconds. So we're still way ahead of the industry. We're still setting precedent, and a lot of new stuff is going on all the time. So what now we're going to do is we're going to put on a we're going to finish up this other seminar that we were talking. This goes back a couple of weeks, and it was an energy show, and a lot of interesting stuff was on it. And unfortunately, it got cut off, and I want to finish that one up now, too. And some of you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, this will be a continuation pretty much of what we were just listening to. So we should be hearing Dr. Bell any minute.
Now, There he is. You know, stimulation of this organ. Well, it's all done on vibration. It's all done on vibration.
The same exact thing. Another approach.
For example, color is vibration. When you look at the color blue, that stimulates the pancreas, producing adrenaline up into the body and other hormones assimilated with and associated with. Now, the musical note B assimilates, causes the pancreas to stimulate and release hormones. Or the planets Jupiter and Mars will stimulate the pancreas. So now you begin to see how our feelings are affected on an individual level by outside influences, because they obviously are. The idea is to stay ahead of your feelings and consciousness and know where they're coming from. Some days you're not going to like what's happening when certain planets are in transit, causing all of this to go out of balance. That's what you have to deal with on a daily basis when you study astrology and what's going on there. Now, realizing that the pancreas stimulates itself on B, then what happens is when you stimulate the whole series of cords all together, you can either balance the endocrine system and throw it in or throw it out. It's like when we had some nice music over here, it was balancing because it was harmonious sounds coming from those bells. But if we'd been over there breaking glass and throwing bricks together and screaming, it would have been inharmonious. We'd all got uptight and we'd have left. You know? So you go one way or the other. Now, those of us who got uptight and left, we wouldn't be doing the right thing. We should cause the person making the disturbance not to make it anymore by showing him what he's doing to himself, not to us. So you go on and on and on in psychology. Now, that's a whole other science, but we won't talk about that. Okay, now back it up now. I'm running it backwards. The other way. Okay, now let's look at what's going on in the hormone level here. Okay, first of all, let me run you through a simple little explanation of consciousness now, and then I'll explain the pyramids in relationship to consciousness. When we center ourselves, now remember, attitude is just up here. We center ourselves down here in the sacral area first. We're very emotional and react 12 different ways to any situation. Example is myself when I was younger. When I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was discovering women. So all I could think about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week was being with women. So everything that I did in life had to get me into some kind of a relationship. Of course, I was driving women away like crazy trying to do that because I was going against the natural force of the universe and I reacted like crazy to the situation. And we all do that, because we're attached to passion of the five senses in one stage of development. It's a normal thing to go through. If you don't go through it, then you're going to have to go through it. People that say, I found the truth without living a lie are the greatest liars of all. They're lying to themselves. You've got to make a mistake, because there's no such thing as a mistake. There's only harmony and disharmony. And that's how we reach perfection. And once we're at perfection, we'd have no reason for existence. So getting there is the fun of it, okay? How do you like that? So now, we react 12 different ways. Now we move on. We finally quit reacting. I know when I saw my life as a series of circles, I wanted to turn it into a spiral, because I knew by then I had dharma, past karma, to work off, so I could at least get it going. So then you reach the solar plexus area, which has gray matter on it, like the brain. Here is a seat of compassion. We move from emotion to compassion. Here we realize brotherhood within the race, within ourselves, within our own being. We're now brothers and sisters. Now, to go from here to the heart chakra requires humbling ourselves. In the Great Pyramid, this was symbolized by going into the king's chamber. You had to crawl through the room of triple veils and this long thing on your hands and knees, and then you could stand upright. So you have to be humbled before you're exalted. If you exalt yourself, then you'll be humbled. So the key in daily life or in consciousness of moving from the solar plexus to the heart chakra is forgiveness. Realizing that other person making the mistake is making the same mistake that you made. And it's hard mentally to look at that person and forgive them, especially when they're making a mistake at you. But the secret is in that, to move into the heart chakra. Okay, now let's energize our solar plexus with a breathing exercise. Okay, when I raise my hand up, you take a breath in. When I let my hand down, you let it out, and we'll do that 3 times. Now, as long as my hand is in the air, you hold your breath. If you're having trouble holding your breath, then you're anemic. You're low on your oxygen and your vitamins in your body, which store oxygen in it. Okay? Good breathing exercise. You ready? Breathe in. Next time you feel an argument coming on, try that first. I learned that from the simple exercise of my teacher, it's the divine breath. I got a big kick out of some of you on that last breath, taking some big breaths there, because you didn't know how long the name was going up on number 3. Where that one. Now, when we move from the here, peace, we find some peace of mind here, we move up into the heart.
you know, the low self, of course, is always involved. The low self likes rewards. And the high self is always guiding the low self, and that's the dance of Shiva is what goes in between, you know. So we reach life more abundant. We reach the heart chakra. We now are giving out. We're giving back something to the universe. First we're taking, then we're seeking imbalance and realizing, and now we're giving back. And so we start paying karma back, working off the lower frequency vibrations. In that process, we discover immortality. Now, immortality is locked up inside of everyone. You cannot find it on your own. You only find it when you exchange it with someone else. But it's locked up. Now, there are people in the world that are keepers. They're keepers of the keys of the feeling of immortality. And when you're ready, they'll give you the key, which will unlock the feeling that you're ready to unlock once you've earned that space in the heart. Now, who are the people that hold the keys of immortality? Who can tell me who they are?
Angels.
Well, that's one. On one level, they're angels. But on one level, all of us are. I want a more grounded answer. These are people that we overlook a lot. Right, exactly. Children, playing with kids. Getting down with kids. Kids will always tell you where you're at, whether you're ready to hear it or not. Okay, they'll let you know. A lot of people say, wow, well, that's it. No, it's not it. That's the beginning. When you reach the heart chakra, which this race of humanity is only just barely getting a glimpse of today, then we're just beginning to realize life more abundant. Then we go into the thyroid gland. Thyroid gland is energy. It's channeling of energy. We go emotion, compassion, love, energy. That's when we teach spoon bending. If you read the National Enquirer articles over there, you'll see articles about myself and Dr. Kennedy, who teaches mind over matter, and spoon bending, levitation. Some of these things we'll play around with maybe tomorrow. And that's through releasing the hormones. The thyroid, the throat is considered the gate of the soul, oftentimes. Then we move up into pituitary and pineal gland. That's where things work backwards. Here, to produce any one of these feelings, we're releasing hormones into the bloodstream, up into the pituitary. When you get to the pineal gland, it's a backward, you want the reverse effect. You don't want the pineal gland to put hormones into the bloodstream. You want the hormones in the pineal gland to be destroyed by enzymes. And the enzyme that you want to have an abundance of is monoamino oxidase, MOA. The hormone that lies within the pineal gland, serotonin, is for small babies and small children to keep them spiritually and emotionally together while they begin to adapt to this lie that they've come here to live out and live through. So that this is a shield. Kids are on an LSD, a mushroom trip. They're on a heavy trip. I remember when I was a child, I never forgot it. It became more vivid when I started wearing the pyramid because it reinforced an early feeling. And I was very sensitive, but luckily I had a certain point I'd react, and then I'd get this tremendous release of serotonin, and it would put me to sleep to a degree. And this is what happens. Now, the pineal gland is the master clock of the body, and it has to work this way. And that's what we would send two spaceships out into space. They'd go independently thousands of miles an hour, yet they would touch in space and never even scratch each other because they were hooked to a master clock at mission control. Well, this clock, this master clock that they were hooked to, is the same clock that we're hooked to, except mission control is a universal vibration existing through all space and time that links the entire universe together. It's the same vibration that when they had this article in the front page of the Scientific American a while back talking about the changes of nocturnal animals in constant daylight or nighttime environments, they still went through the changes even though they could not, through the five senses, see the changes of day and night, because they were connecting themselves to the pineal gland, which is the universal connection. And that's what our bodies, you know, that's where we're at. But what does man do? Man screws up everything he possibly can do and can work against himself, because man is pretty much ruled by ignorance, because man hasn't become man yet. I'm not saying that people here aren't men and women here, but most of this planet has not reached that state yet. So, what do? We put smog in the air. Smog in the air, and the point when we need this pineal gland to not produce serotonin, produces an abundance of it. The smog comes in, positive ion charge, hits the north pole of the aura. The north pole of the aura is centered right in the third ventricle of the brain, and bang, out comes the serotonin, goes down to the liver, dumps off in the liver, and measured in the urine. And it's a vicious cycle that we're in right now. So what we did is we developed pyramids that would slow down and change and alter all the body functions on the electrical level. Then the metabolic level you have to deal with yourself. The pyridone is number one, balances you and relaxes you, the tranquilizer. And we came up with the fire dome. That was the second one that we built. Fire dome had copper on it. We found that in Japan, when we used copper on bracelets, the copper on the bracelets stimulated the adrenals. Cortisone in the adrenals went out and destroyed arthritis. So copper on a bracelet form was a cure for arthritis in Japan. Well, in this country, we found that it didn't give you the same thing, but we could stimulate massive amounts of cortisone, which had contained adrenaline with the copper-plated pyramid. And not only would it wipe out arthritis, but it would increase the metabolic rate to such a point that an athlete could perform a set of conditions that he would normally do, like a bicycle rider, could ride a measured mile or wherever he would ride, or a runner, and he would have 25% more energy than he normally would. Example is we would run a measure the pulse of someone on one of these computerized cycle machines. I had a lot of scientists doing this. I wasn't intimately familiar with all of what they were doing, but a person with a pyramid on in a group of, say, 10 people would have 25% more energy at the end of a session of riding this bicycle machine. I had two guys run all the way across the United States from Florida to Los Angeles wearing the pyramid. They wore out, I don't know how many sets of shoes. You know, it was an incredible thing. They did it on TV and they wore the fire domes. And they got to LA, they said they all the time across, their energy was constant. They just don't get, they didn't get a buzz when they put it on, but at the end of the trip, they weren't having to recover for a month afterwards. They just kept right on going. And this goes on and on and on. I had the pyramids in the Olympics this year, but of course the Olympics didn't happen, so they didn't get to really see the results. But the Russians started using them first. They started taking some of these structures and using them for their ice skaters. And I started in, we had the pyridome and the radome and the fire dome going on the bobsled drivers that were going to wear them this year. And some interesting things would have happened, but we didn't happen. So this is what the athletes, they picked up on the fire dome. It's very good for athletes. It's the kind of a pyramid that you'd wear if you were performing pragmatic functions and didn't want to use your brain. That's what you, like say during the day when I wash a car, do mundane things around the house, you got to have the energy for it, so I wear it. But I don't want to think about what I'm doing. I want to save that for later, some precious time, like a meditation. Then I'll think. The thinking can get in the way, too. Then we developed a pyramid called the radome. We found that silver plated over the copper would cause an inhibition of serotonin. And when this happened, it would increase your mental awareness. So we were able to expand consciousness and increase the attention span greatly with a thing called the radome. It also balanced what's called the hypothalamus, which is the area up here and the area down here, and it's an imaginary figure eight, the hypothalamic tract. This is the appetite control center. So people were able to lose weight and balance their appetites. Then we came up with the power dome, which is titanium. The power dome increased the attention span because it had silver on it too, and it increased the physical, so it would actually negate the appetite to a large degree. Gave tremendous physical energy, detoxified the body, and it put a person up in their crown chakra. So athletes would be kind of running out of body, which is kind of a Tibetan sport. So the power dome was very effective for raising consciousness tremendously. Unfortunately, if you all wanted them, I could only say I've only got a few here because titanium is very scarce. The pyramid is very expensive. We only produce so many per month, and we haven't been able to get ahead of ourselves producing power domes. It's a great, great pyramid. Okay, now let me show you muscle testing. I need one volunteer for muscle testing here. I'm sure. Somebody come up. We're going to do some muscle testing. Right. Now, when we do muscle testing, what we're going to do is we're going to check the pancreas. The pancreas is affected by vibration. The electricity moves from the brain, T5 vertebrae, pancreas, or T8 vertebrae, rather, pancreas, and then from the pancreas out to the latissimus dorsi. So if I short-circuit his pancreas, it's going to make his latissimus dorsi muscle weak. So first of all, let's just do a general test to see how much sugar you have today. Okay? Put your hand straight out. Okay? While it's over the side, put it straight in front of you like that. Okay? Because it has to be, the body has to be the same. Now put your hand down. We've got to load this muscle. Okay? Now resist when I push down. Okay? Resist. Okay, resist. All right, pretty strong. Relax. You're doing good on your diet. What you're eating now. I put that. All you have to do is hold that by your stomach. Okay? Now put your arm back out. So it doesn't have to be inside of him because it's an aura. Put your arm back up. Feels it already. I resist. No, nothing there. Resist.
What's happening? Is it weaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Considerably.
Yeah. Now, put the pyramid on. That's all you need. Put the arm back out. Now resist. Looks strong. Strong. Now, let me show you an experiment now. I'll make it strong. I didn't say I had to put the pyramid. I didn't say what it was going to do. Make him weak. He found it out for himself. Now, I'll show you an experiment as an athlete you can use. Now, you're going to take that energy from the earth, the magnetic field, okay? And you're going to feel this pressure here go here. And the more I put pressure on your arm, the more magnetism you're going to take from the earth. You're not going to deplete any energy from yourself. It's coming from the outside. All your mind is going to do is concentrate on converting that energy. If you put your arm back out, okay, I'll resist. I just lean on it. I'm leaning on it now. Now, whenever you feel it's going to break, just get the energy from the pyramid and put it on your arm. See? And you'll feel a pulsing going on. And you'll pick it up. I can feel it. Comes up in stress. Power down. Feel a pulse? Feel that jumping? See? Okay, relax. Now, see, I'm doing that sugar and everything else in the pyramid, and we're bypassing the Krebs cycle. This is what the athletes do. Now, we're not saying put the pyramid on and cheat, but you can cheat a lot more.
You know, that's Denny's sugar, you know.
Well, there go the dolphins, there go the whales. Hot dog and hot diggity, here come snails. Well, thank you once again for listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Partially archived, partially just wild. And we'll be looking to see you Saturday night with Carrie Slang. So I'm going swimming, baby. It's only midnight. Wow.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.